வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of January, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. And to save them is paropakara, real welfare. But our duty is to try. How many tickets we have got?
You've got 20 tickets for the devotees in second class, plus 2 for yourself and high service in first class.
Well, it's not the consideration of tickets, it's just on the midnight of 31st and 1st, when I was very disturbed, I just got into the train for a drive, being a railway man. And there was just some intuition that I came here and I had your darshan.
When you came?
On the 31st and 1st, on the first morning.
Yeah.
And from that, I, as happens to be, I've been coming every day. I have not started reading that one. I am reading the Shri Ishwapanath. After I finish this, then I'll start your edition. I've read Gita, the ordinary one from Gita Press, Gorakhpur. I've read Dr. Radhakrishnan's portion, Dr. Rajkumarachari. I hope to gain something more.
The difference between other Gita Naval Gita is therefore said as it is, no interpretation.
Yeah.
That is a disaster. Authority Krishna, and to interpret on his word is a very disaster.
Krishna has been good to me. Right from my childhood, I was brought up in a good religious family. I have always been able to have my way. I think that's what's wrong. I get very strong desires, likes, dislikes. I've been successful, very, very successful, material sense.
Now,
I want to. It doesn't leave me with peace.
Hare Krishna. What is your full name?
Ravindranath Gupta. I'm not a Bengali, I belong to Delhi. I've lived 8 years in Bengal. Chittaranjan, Durgapur. Monger.
So you can speak in Bengali?
I can understand. I mean, Bhalo Bangla Bhuti Parina, Mishtu Parina.
That's Ali Hare.
No, not at all. Once upon a time I could read and write, but it's just out of touch.
The Calcutta, Marwar is just very fluently.
Yes. Fluently. Being in railways, I've had about 8 cross-country transfers. Rajkot, Ajmer, Bombay, Ahmedabad, Bihar. So I know as much of Gujarati and Marathi too.
Rajasthani.
Rajasthani. Hindi is the mother tongue. Rajasthani is
Yes. Hindi is understood everywhere. Bhagavad Gita, what you have learned,
the only thing that I have been able to learn is
Hare Krishna. Jaya. He is Dr. Patel. He is Mr. Gupta, a railway officer. He arranged for our tickets.
We are going by plane or by car?
Train.
Train.
Yeah.
You are going also by train?
It would be too much.
No,
strange.
First class is all right.
One first class. Because it takes more than 36 hours to reach.
No.
By Calcutta mail from here, no?
24 hours.
Or Kashi Express.
24 hours.
Kashi Express.
Kashi Express. Hmm. Kashi Express reaches in the morning, they said on
this. I had gone by Kashi Express.
Either by Calcutta mail or there is a special leaving for Allahabad. There is a special train. We are running Kumbhmela specials.
This one
is a regular train. This is Varanasi Express.
The special must not have first class, has it?
Special has first class.
That special will be better then.
No, it won't be because it leaves on 10th night and it will only go to Naini. It won't go to Allahabad.
Isn't it faster than
that? No.
Change.
No.
From Naini you have to change.
You see, the Central Railway, we are taking pilgrims only to Naini and back.
Oh.
We are moving about 1 million passengers from this area. This area.
From Naini, they are going to the Kumbh Mela.
Yes. It's a triangle. Hmm. So from Naini, they will go to Kumbh Mela, come back to Naini and come back this
That's
side.
Nice.
How far Naini is from Labad? Kashi Express is a new...
Not very new. That is also... That
but 15 that. Years old.
15 years.
Kashi Express go to Allahabad and comes back to Binaras.
Actually,
Kashi
Express was introduced before last
Kumbh Mela. Then from Allahabad there is a state line from Benares to Benares. Then it goes to Mogulsarai. Kashi Express from it goes up to Kashi or not?
Up to Kashi. And how long are you going to stay there, sir?
As long as Prayagrav.
Mela will last up to middle of February, perhaps. No?
Ek mahina to rahta hai.
Ek mahina?
Well, I am not going.
It's very cold, huh? It's extreme cold this season. And to take bath in confluence with this biting cold of this cold water. You should take warm water.
In 1925, I was taking. I was touching the water and it was cutting.
Even now, it only was cutting too much.
And as soon as I take a dip, everything is.
No, but now it is not right.
It is very nice.
Everything is numb.
Immediately water. As you say,
that is all the case. Yes.
So long you do not take deep, it is so pinching as it is cutting your body. And as soon as you get a dip, 1, 2, 3, bash. Immediately.
No, but now at this age of yours.
No, now.
You should warm the water and take water from fountains, bring in the tent. Warm it up and take a bath. Or we get a pot of water here and daily put 2 drops in the bucket and take a bath. My wife was doing this. She used to put 2 drops of Ganga water.
Now if I take such deep, I may be paralyzed.
Oh yes, one man has actually died in Kashi Binaras by dipping in the Ganga. The water in Ganga is very cold even in summer, sir, huh? Summer also is very cold.
Coming directly from Himalaya. I had gone up to Prayag, pure, no mixture. Then Jamuna.
And Ganga mixed together.
They say Saraswati also.
Saraswati is the subterranean river. They call Saraswati everywhere, no? Hindu mythological river.
That's the last one.
Yes, it is mythological in a way. All subterranean water is Saraswati.
No, there is
you get Saraswati in Gujarat also. You get Saraswati in Maharashtra also. Anyway.
No. This is Dr. Patel. I heard him speaking 2 years ago because a tape came.
Did you?
At the time you and Dr. Patel were having very heated conversations, but now I see he is subdued.
In these 2 years, I have made an extensive study of the Vaishnava culture, of all the three branches of main Vaishnavas. And I think,
sir, that I have studied Shankara also extensively, and I think Shankara is misunderstood very much. What is your opinion?
No, not misunderstood. He made himself misunderstood.
But people are misunderstanding the real purpose.
Mayavadam, he has to please this Mayavadam. He has to present himself in that way. Otherwise, he is Vaishnava. Mayavadam asachastam pachannam baddham uchchatam
pacham buddha Shankaracharya.
Maiva gadidam devi kalo brahmanam.
He is all Vaishnava. Krishna bhakti sansanga satsanga anyatha yanti vido api adha. Even well-versed man will come down if he does not do this too. All the branches of, Vaishnavism, it is the same from
Satan to Sangas, Mamabi, the Sangi, Bhavan, the Dikkarna, the Sayam. Without Satsama, nobody can understand Krishna. Nakhyama, Vijana.
Swami Narayan had mentioned this as Krishna tad avtaracha, geya tad pratimapicha, natu jiva nrupadev adya, bhakta brahma vidopicha. Even the highest bhakta, the Brahmavid bhakta, they should not be worshipped other than Krishna and his avatara. But the followers, you know what they are doing?
They are not followers. If they do not follow their guru, what kind of followers?
Same with the Valbhacharya's followers.
Unless guru trains the disciple rightly, they deviate.
The chief belief is that God comes in the form of the guru, and so guru should be worshipped as God even after his death. God comes in the form
and
of guru. Is
of God.
God comes in the
and
form of guru.
Of God.
That is the thing.
Yes.
God comes in the form of guru is all right. So, yatha deva para bhakti tatha. Yatha devi tatha guru. Otherwise you cannot get
guru
real
is manifestation of God. But that doesn't kick out God.
They are kicking out God. And this fellow in this Ganesh Puri, they are worshipping that statue of the old guru only.
That's a common statement also. Guru Gobindong khare kaake lage paon. Balihari guru aapno gobindiyo bataye.
That's right.
I think that's the gist of the Guru and Bhagavan.
Those people who consider Guru in the place of God during his, imparting of knowledge to you, otherwise you won't get the knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru. Tasya eva kathitad guna prakashante mahatmanaha. Otherwise all those things will not eliminate the man. You see? Am I right or wrong, sir?
Yes. Without Guru, we cannot control man.
Guru is Guru.
Even parampara. Krishna Kripa-pai bhakti ratabhi chaitanava. By Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, one can enter into bhakti-man. Without Guru's mercy, you cannot. And without Krishna's mercy also, you cannot. Krishna is situated within your heart. And if you are sincere, Krishna will give you the right Guru. And then by Guru's mercy, you will understand. This is
for our Grihastha-ashram and Kamyog, when at times the anger gets temporarily the better of you. What is the guidance which can bring you back to normalcy? Because in anger you can do a lot of things. You, as we call it, you lose spontaneously, you lose your temper.
When you can conquer over your anger, then you become Goshan. Vasavidam, Krodavidam, Krodavidam. Manasavidam, Udaravidam, Upasavidam. Hitar Vedan, the Vishaheta Dhira, Pidabin Sasishya, the Guru. One cannot become Guru who has no control over these things. Vasavidam, the arch of speaking nonsense. Vasavidam, Krodavidam, the arch of anger, Manasavidam, arch of mind, Udaravidam, arch of the belly, Upatsavidam, arch of the genitals. In this way, all the six Vedas, one who can control, he is fit for becoming Guru.
Kam, he can be only one if you have, you understand the greatness of God and your mind perfectually in the separate feet of God. Then you don't have this Kam, Krodha, and Lobh. That is what other acharyas are
saying. Vasavidam, Krodha-vidam, Udara-vidam, Manasa-vidam, Itan-vidam, the six Vedas, one who can control, he is Goshan. Shami means master, Go means Hinduja.
Kam, Krodha, Lobh, Matsya,
Moh,
Matsya and
Guruji, the problem which I am putting as a common man is,
It is not for the common man.
Common
man has to learn under the discipline of Guru. You cannot expect all these things from a common man. When you actually control all these things, that you are a common man. You are representative of Krishna, then you can preach Krishna's pleasure.
There is one slope. Sarva dharman paritya mame kamsana kamsvam sarva pape brahmasam. This is path, Kam, Krodha, and Lobh. He will release you from that path if you completely surrender. That is,
Path, everything in the material world. Whatever is do, there is path. In the material world, this is pap, this is punna, this is mental control. Everything is pap. Gaitri, bhadra, bhadra, sakali sama. In the world of duality, material world, we have manufactured something, this is good, this is bad, this is moral, this is immoral. But Chaitanya Chaitanya often say, these are all mental controls. Everything is the same, material. Material means bad. But we have made some convention, this is good, this is bad.
Lakshadra, by God's grace, I'm a very successful man. I'm youngest chief mechanical engineer from the central railway. I know Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, all are taken to extreme path. I know it. But when they overcome in the heat of the moment, then you are not able to penetrate yourself.
You have to practice how to use calm, growth. That is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Calm Krishna Karmatman. Calm means you have a strong desire to do something. That is calm. So Tanbhati, the strong desire for Krishna's activity. Kam Krishna Karnat. Krodh Bhakta decision. And persons who are envious of the devotee, you become angry about them. You have got this quality, Kam Krodh Lobh. But you can utilize it. That's why Hanuman, he became very angry and he set fire in the Lanka unless one is very angry, he cannot do that. But that crow was applied to the demon. Krodh bhakta desija. So we can utilize kam, krodh, moha, bewilderment. When we cannot find out a bhakta, then we should be bewildered. Sunnayitam jagat sarva. So therefore, bhakti process may that everything has to be purified. Krodh, Hanuman's krodh, to set fire, Lanka, it is purified krodh. But they cannot understand the krodh, how it is purified. But krodh can be purified when it is bhaktadhyayana, those who are envious of God and His devotees, upon them you should be always angry. Now I have become a bhakta, I cannot be found. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by example. He said, Tinadapi suniti na sarurapi sahishma. But when Nityananda Prabhu was injured, he became so angry, he immediately said, bring my chakra, I shall kill this Jagannatha. So at that time he is not Tinadapi. That is krodha bhaktadya. So we have this kam, krodha, moha, everything, whatever sense activities we have got. When they are utilized for Krishna, then it is good. Sarvapadhi, minim, bhaktam, tatpanata. Now, there is fight, just like political fight. And in political fight, both the parties, they are trying to get supremacy of their own sense activity. But here we fight Ram Ravan, Hanuman's crow, was not for himself. He did not want the Lanka kingdom. But because Ramchandra wanted that this man should be punished, he cooperated. Yes? This is peace. In this way, when we purify all our activities, all our sensual activities, then it is right. Otherwise, it's like what do? He purified his senses. A Vaishnava is naturally non-violent. But in order to satisfy Krishna, he fought. That is purified. So we have to purify. Our activities cannot be stopped. That is not possible.
All activities done for the sake of Krishna or God are divyagna, jnaniyandi.
Madathe, makpara, mayasakta manaprata, yogam, this is yoga, yogam, jinjana, madastra. Yogam, jinjana, madastra. Finally, take shelter. But this Mahavadi, where is Madhasraya? He is Nirakar. So there is no Asraya. So they cannot perform this yoga. So there is no Madhasraya. Asraya laiya bhaje Krishna tare nahi tyaje. If one takes shelter of Krishna and he walks under his direction, then he is never forsaken or rejected by him. He is always under the protection of him. Kaunti apradhyani nami bhakta pranati. That should be our duty. We shall act only to the direction of Krishna, then our activity is actually higher. And then we are liberated.
That requires Guru.
And unless Guru, how you know? Guru is the representative of Krishna. We cannot directly meet Krishna at the present moment. So, this is called Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. If we work under the direction of the representative of Krishna, that is success. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Vika. Arana Koriya Mane Aad. You are singing this. Whatever Guru has said, take it seriously. Don't manufacture your ideas. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Vika. Arana Koriya Mane Aad.
Just as you have given an example of Krodh by Lord Hanuman in Bhadri Lanka, are there any such instances where a Lok could also be personified?
Yes.
Lord Krishna's desire?
Oh yes. They said gopis, they were always thinking, when is that Sri Krishna? When is that? When is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sunnayitam Savam Jagat Sadvam Govinda Birahinam. I see everything vacant without Govinda. This is ecstasy of love to meet Krishna. So when he is strongly hankering after Krishna, love, greedy, or devotee, then the love is properly
clear.
When
Krishna disappearing from Rath,
there are so many instances. You can imply your hankering for Krishna and his devotee.
One verse like that. Ekam Muryam Lok. One must.
Lolam Ekam Muryam.
Ah, yes.
Lolam, yes, right. That is greediness. Laulam, the Bharti by Rupa Goswami, he advises Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Jadita Tovirabhati. This Krishna consciousness, you purchase. If it is available somewhere, immediately purchase. The next question is, if you want to purchase something, you must pay it. The price. Therefore, that the price is lowlam, greedy. How I shall become? That is price. How I shall? That I can have very easily. But no. Na janma koti sukriti bhiram bhati. If one has done pious activities, but many, many births, he also cannot have this greediness. It's so rare. But if you have got that greediness, you get it.
Intense greediness.
So one may think, oh, I didn't be very greedy. So the answer is, na janma koti bhi sukhi bhi labhate.
If a human being keeps on repeatedly showing calm, crowd, lobe, more. He keeps on trying to get over it. He keeps on
that is
falling
negative
in
side.
It and again keeps on trying.
That is negative side. First of all, just like mauna. Why mauna? There's no need of mauna. You have to chant. Kirtaniya sadhan. So there is negative side and positive. The one who has no information on the positive side, they simply take the negative side. Brahma Satta Jagannitha. Jagannitha is all right. But what is that? Brahma Satta. Brahmasatva is here. When you are fully engaged in service, Brahmasatva does not mean I simply make negative and there is no engagement. That Brahmasatva will not end here, will fall down. Because you are active. If you have no engagement, then you fall down again. Just like a child, he is engaged in playing always. But engaged in studying, if he gets little interest, then he automatically gets playing. But if he simply stop playing, then he will become mad. The activity is there. So these Mahabadi philosophers, they do not know. Material engagement, zero. Buddha philosophy, Nibbana. And that Nibbana is another word, Nirvishesh. That will not help us. There must be variety, and there must be positive life, and that is bhakti. So without bhakti, you cannot stop your nonsense activity, neither.
Vishwapaijana. This Rajyoga is a Chitta Vritti Nirodha, but even you get the same thing by Ishwar Paijana. So, I mean, Vaishnava self is easier than leaving the mind blank and then getting all in the Paradis. Because here your mind is engaged to Lord. It is we call as Samadhi.
Param Dishtanivartha. Param Dishtanivartha. Just like a man is observing Ekadashi, fasting. Another man in the hospital is also fasting. So these two fasting, they are different.
Yes, here fasting of all the senses and applying to God.
For satisfaction of Krishna. And they are compulsory fasting, but he has the desire. So param dishta nivartha. When you get better taste, when you stop this nonsense, but better taste, that is possible. Artificially, if you do, it is not enough.
Sir, Ekadashi, according to the Puranas, the story that all the 11 senses should be withdrawn from
objects. That is automatically. Ekadashi is one of the
links with God.
Process for Jayaranga. Our Gurukul means how to teach them to become self-controlled. That is first. Literary education, second level. Grammar, second level. The first message is how to create them shanta tanta, self-control.
But we have test with the Punjab board, education board. But I think
and therefore I say, if you have to work under government control, it is very difficult. You can work independently, then it is
fine. No, independent. I'm independent. I'm doing everything.
Then if the government help.
But the students go for examination in the board only.
Examination or no examination, the practice, the rule, that is sufficient examination. Suppose one of the items that one has to rise early in the morning. So if one is rising early in the morning, there is examination. There is already examination. If one has to rise early in the morning, attend the Mangalarati, then sitting in the class and reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting, praying. These are all practice. There is no need of examination. If he is doing, then it is examination passed.
The parents
Therefore, if you want to satisfy the parents, the government, then it is not possible.
They have to go in colleges.
We have to satisfy Krishna. I know that. Therefore, I said that if we have to satisfy so many masters, it is not possible.
At the most, she can give some sort of a cultural education along with those subjects.
What that cultural? If he does not practice, what is the culture? It is practice.
In Bhagavad Gita and practice.
Oh, what is the use?
In the subject.
They will produce that such blind leaders. Therefore, we have to follow the shastras. Then it is.